We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Lamed Heyamid Aleph. We are starting on top of the Amid, on top of Daf Lamed Heyamid Aleph. We learned yesterday a Ula that says that a Oichol Shlishi Shachul and Shenasu Ataras Truma. So it's a Shlishi. So Nivsal Gufo Melechot Truma is Mechadish that if you eat a Shlishi, you at least become a Shlishi that you can't eat Truma. That's the Chiddush of Ula. Comes Rav Yonason and he adds a little bit. Rav Yonason, a Rebbe. Ha Oichol Shlishi Shal Truma Atzma. Also lechol umutaliga. He says, Ra'ula was talking about chul and shenasu ataras truma that became a shlishi. We know that a truma ends by shlishi, and chul and shenasu ataras truma also ends by shlishi. And the chiddush was that we eat the shlishi, you become a shlishi. You become a shlishi. We had in the Mishnah that if you eat this, you become a sheni for kaidish. What about for truma? You become a shlishi for truma. So Ula said, if you eat the chul and shenasu ataras truma, you become a shlishi v'truma. Rabbi Yonason says, even if you eat truma atzma, that was a shlishi, the truma itself became a shlishi, you also become a shlishi. It'll be a kavachaymer from that, from Ula's halacha. So we'll see in a second why we need both halachas. So, oichol shlishi shal truma atzma, also lechol, you're not allowed to eat truma because you become a shlishi, umutaliga, because a shlishi can't make a revi'ah by truma. Ve'itzrich de Ula, ve'itzrich de Rabbi Yonason. You need Ula's halacha and Rabbi Yonason's halacha. Dima de Ula, which Ula was talking about chul and shenasu ataras truma. So you just had Ula, havamina, hanimile b'chul and shenasu ataras truma. Ava truma, but if you eat truma, maybe b'digia nami asa. Maybe you would say, if you eat truma, so then you are even b'digia, it's asa because maybe if you eat the truma atzma, so it's since that's the real thing, the real shlishi, maybe you would become enough to be like a sheni and you become a tam or something else. Therefore, you need Rav Yonason. It's a Rav Yonason. He says, no, you're mutter b'negia. Be the Rav Yonason. I mean, I hadn't really truma that when you become a shlishi, when you eat truma itself. Ava chulin ba'achila nami shori. When you eat chulin, you also do not eat chulin, you don't even become a shlishi fa'achila. Tzrichi, therefore, you need both halachas. You need both Ula and Rav Yonason, who both hold this chiddush that if you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi for achila, but not for. Not for Nagia. Now, what would be the Havamina? So, what would be the Havamina that, like the Gemara says, that the Havamina be, if you ate Truma itself, you'd be also Nagia. Lamaisa, Truma ends by Shlishi. What's the Havamina to make a Revi? It's a Shvara Havamina. Like the Gemara first says, that even the Ula, you would say, Hanimil Bechun Shnasa Taras Truma. Aval Truma, but Nagia Nami also. You would think, if I ate Truma Shlishi, you also become also now I can make a Revi. What do you mean? Well, sorry, I spoke at you become a Sheni. Hechtes become a Sheni. We only say to become a sheni, you gotta be hektish, is because of oichle truma is a medris la hektish. But here, what would be the havamina? What I'm saying would be a sheni, what's happens? So the truth is, Tav Toysa says the havamina. Toysa says, of a truma and again, I'm also, Toysa says the havamina is like this. Afagav de eros revi, havamina de osur ligai de exrin shalom yom ilecho. Maybe you would think that when it comes to truma already, we made exeri, you shouldn't be able to touch it, so you shouldn't come to eat it. Kamash will know that would be the havamina. Not that you become a sheni, because there's no tzad to become a sheni. But the tzad would be is that there's exera you shouldn't come to eat. So that is Rav Yonason and Ula. Comes Maravaita with Rav Yitzchak Shita, which will be a new Shita, will argue on a few things that we had. Both will argue both on Ula and Rav Yonason, and also argue on Rav Asi that we had before. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kamed Rav Nach. From Yosef Kaman, he said like this. Ha'oichol shlishi shachulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. You eat shlishi shachulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. Remember, it means talking about ataras hakodesh. Tahar lechol bekodesh. You eat the shlishi of chulin shenasu hakodesh, it's mutter for you to eat kodesh. You're not tummy. She'en lecho davah she'oyser revi bekodesh al kodesh mekodesh b'vad. He says the only thing that could transmit tumma further is only the real kodesh. But chulin shenasu ataras kodesh ends by shlishi. Doesn't go further. So why is this? So this is a machlekes in a few different fronts. First of all, it's not like Rav Asi that we had on top of Lama Daman Beis. There, Rav Asi says, Rav Zera, Rav Ras, Rav Yechlin says that Chulin Shenasu Taras HaKodesh is actually a medris for Kodesh. That's what he said. That Oichel Chulin Shal Chulin Shenasu Taras HaKodesh Nasu Guf is Sheni LeKodesh because it's a medris LeKodesh. Even though that was Chulin Shenasu Taras HaKodesh, you hold it's a medris LeKodesh on top of Daman. What's pshat? Because you're not so careful when it comes to chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. So if in Cain over here, you would be a sheni. So he's not like Rav Yitzchak's not like Rav Asi. That's number one. He's also not like Rav Yonason and Ula, who said, if you eat a shlishi shel truma, even shlishi chus nasu al taras truma, or truma itself, which both are shlishis, even there, you become pasul. And here we're saying you don't become pasul. So he's arguing a lot of different things, and he's saying like this, that a shlishi cannot transmit any tuma to anyone, not the person eating it, not another object, unless it's kaidish. Real kaidish. Kaidish because bavah means somebody has dusha guf mamish. That's the only time you have that the shlishi can transmit kaidish, transmit tuma. Only if it's mamish kaidish. So that's what Yitzchak is saying, that if you eat the shlishi shechun shnasa taras kodesh, and kavachayim if you eat the shlishi shechun shnasa taras truma, and kavachayim if you eat the shlishi shechun shnasa taras itself, all these things are tar lechel kodesh, chen ledavah sh'oysa revi'e b'kodesh, or kodesh b'kodesh b'vat. Only real kachem. Masiv ra'im b'chama, what are you going to do with the b'raisa? There's a b'raisa that says, that's already a b'raisa. Oh, not a b'raisa, a mishnah. It's already a mishnah. Mishnah says that if you eat a shlishi of chun shnasa taras truma, you become a sheni. So that, what do you do with that? Masiv ram achama shlishi sheni lekaidesh ve'ein sheni lechuma bechulin shenasu ataras chuma. Amai halav kodesh v'kodeshu. It's a first mishnah that says if you eat a shlishi, is a possibility if you eat a shlishi you become a sheni. It does transmit tuma. You just told me a shlishi only transmits tuma by kodesh. That's it. It's not true. We have a mishnah that says that by chulin shenasu ataras chuma, you become a sheni for kodesh. So you see, a shlishi does transmit tumah. So how can you tell me it doesn't transmit tumah? That means like this, that if you eat a shlishi of chun shnasa taras truma, you become a sheni for kodesh, but for truma, you don't become a sheni. What do you become for truma? So we had on yesterday's daf, that on you become a shlishi for truma. It means you can't eat truma, but you can't give further. That's what it means. But now Rav Yitzchak said not that any shlishi you eat, a shlishi can't transmit tumah. So only by kodesh v'kodesh do you have it. That's what he said. So here it's not like that. It's not like that. So amalei. So that he'll answer. Rav Yitzchak will answer. No, it's not a kasha from there. You know why? Hanuch l'truma shetarosa tamei yitzah hekdesh. It's different. Truma is a medris. For it's really a medrash. It's really a chashash to be a rishon. Hanach l'tshuma chitaras of tamei yitzal hekdesh, and therefore you become a sheni. You know why? Because there it's like a rishon. You're right. If it's a real shlishi, nothing doing. A shlishi would not transmit any tuma. By kodesh, klape kodesh, we are worried when you eat that chul shenas taras tuma. We are worried maybe it's a medrash, maybe it's a rishon, and therefore you become a sheni. It says hanach l'tshuma chitaras tamei yitzal hekdesh. We're not tamra. How do I know? And Tanan, we went to the Mishnah, Bigdi Amaretz, Medris Leprushim. The Mishnah says in Mishnah Sagiga that Bigdi Amaretz is Medris Leprushim. This is something we mentioned when we learned yesterday or 2 days ago with Blatt, but here the Gemara says a Klar. Not there with Tanan, Bigdi Amaretz, Medris Leprushim. Bigdi Prushim, Medris Leprushim. It goes on levels that a Bigdi Amaretz is considered completely Tomei for a Parash. A Parash is someone who eats his Chulim Etaira. Bigdi Prushim, Medris Leprushim. Bigdi Oichle Truma is a Medris Leprushim. So it all goes up a level. So here, the chulin shenasa taras truma lemaisa, it's a medrash kodesh. That's why it's a sheni. Amar Rava. Rava says, what do you bring a right from the Mishnah Chagiga to the Ar Sugi here? Ar Sugi here, you're eating peris. Amar Rava, medrashas kamer. He's talking about like beds and chairs in the house. Of course, there it's a possibility. Shani medrasa is that there it's possible to become a rishon or avatuma. How shema on top of our base now teishav leim istenida aval peri loy amrinon. But by peri, you don't say such a chash of medris. So don't, basically he's saying is, peri is not tumas matsuya, so there's no raya from there. So therefore, l'chaira, Rashi says it brings a raya. I'll tell you a raya that peri is not a medris. Could you tell me that the truma itself in the guy's house is tamei l'kodesh? We matama kodesh? You don't say it by peri, you only say it by medris. So therefore you can't answer me that the reason why the shlishi is making sheni there is because it's medris. He says, what do you mean? That's by peris, no chash medris. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, peri nami amar, there's a chash also by peri. And it would come out that according to Rabbi Yitzchak Taka, the truma in the house from the time of Kodesh. So the only problem is that you have to explain that a very important thing. So what we're saying, just get clear, that we're saying over here that the makshin over here holds, he has a kasha on Yitzchak. He says, what do you mean? A shlishi can make a revi? I find a shlishi makes a sheni there. So shlishi could transmit tumah. So he says, no, that's a medrash. And I told you right, a medrash from the Mishnah Chagiga. Zokt Rava back. What do you mean? Medrash is because it's a bunch of chairs and beds. We're chatting on medrash. A peri can't. They don't sit on a peri. How's it called medrash? Therefore, I argue on you. A whole peri is become medrash. Rabbi Yitzchak holds it does. So he says that's the pshat in the Mishnah. But the only question is, Rava, has Rava learned the Mishnah? Mishnah says shlishi becomes a sheni. Has he learned? If he learns when you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi, you're good. But the Mishnah says there, shlishi becomes a sheni l'kailish. So how did he learn that Mishnah, Lamai said? You have to explain to me how he learns the Mishnah. You can't say, until now, until today, we learned clearly it's Atz Medrash. How are you going to learn that? Comes the Taisvis. Nearly, the Baram Taisvis, Alam Hamad Aleph, says nearly, the high maksha sova, the time who, the oichas yusheni have, you know why? Big chiddush. Since this became a shlishi, now how in the world did this chul and shnasa taras truma become a shlishi? Aren't you careful? Teretz is you weren't so careful. Maybe it became rishon. That's why you become a sheni. V'sova kula the nasu al taras kesh nami shlishi sheni mahi taima. But let's lay that the harasa shal truma tmei the kodesh. This whole idea that harasa truma tmei the kodesh. Ela shmiras truma chashiva shmiras the kodesh. But here you see it's a reyesa. You didn't watch it. If you didn't watch it, that's why it becomes a sheni. And Rabbi Yitzchok says no. Dafka over there you have a medris. And fi him taka a truma tahira in your house will be metama kodesh because you're not so careful for truma as much as for kodesh. So that's the way he holds, and he holds no chilk between Medrash and Peri, and that's this machlekes over here. Very important, Bia machlekes, Bia Yitzchak, and Rava over here. Basically, the bottom line is how to learn the Mishnah Maseches Tyrus. When it says Shlishi becomes a Sheni, according to Rav Yitzchak, the reason is well, it's Medrash. According to Rava, the reason is because it's a Reyesa. Once the Reyesa that you saw, you were Makri, you became Shlishi, maybe became Rishon also, and that's why you become a Sheni. So, the more about that. Master Rav Yirmi Rodifti, Mia Mirin and Peri, do you say, by Peri, that there's such a thing as a chshash, tumma and chuma? Because basically we're saying this, let's just set the stage. That according to Rav Yitzchak, by Peris also, there's a chshash, Peris of truma, there's a chshash, maybe it's a medris, l'kaidish. We were chshash, that's medris l'kaidish, as it comes out. So if we touch kaidish, we'll make kaidish into a sheni, that's what happened. We'll make it into tumma, right? We'll make it tumma. So every time, even if it's taira, even if the truma is taira, it would make it tumma. So, Masiv Rav Yirmi Difti, Midifti, Mir Minim Peri, Batanan, we're going to the Mishnah Mesechus Chagiga. The loch is Mesechus Chagiga that Amiorets are not Nemon on Tyrus. We think it's Tomek. So, there actually is a statistical exception that right after the gas, right after they press the wine, they make the wine or the oil, so there, immediately after the gas in the Badim, base of Badim, right after they make it, then it's still Tahira because they use kosher people chaverim to make the wine, and they didn't get contact with it yet. So then right away it's mutter buy from them if it's right from the Beis Chabad. But if it's a little bit later, then it's considered tumas amaretz. We don't trust them. But there's an exception to the rule. If they come with wine for nesachim, or you want to buy from them wine for nesachim, so then they're believed to say that it's that they did not become tummy. What's the reason? We didn't want the Amoraites to open their own mishkan and make their own bama and their own kabanas. They'll say, oh, you don't trust me? I'll make my own kabanas. We don't want them to do that. So we say, we trust them. We actually trust them when it comes to kaidish. At the very makbar, we trust them, they say it's tayyib. That's the two facts of the halacha. So here we have a barrel of truma. And Im Omar, he says, Efrash Yosecha Revias Kaidish, which means he says that I made a neder. I said that a revius of this wine in this barrel is going l'kaidish. And Taisa says it's going with Breira. Whenever I take it out for kaidish, we'll use that for Nesachim. But he made a revius of yayin in here, kaidish. So the loch is Neman. And you Neman on the whole barrel. But like a time of the Chumah l'kaidish, and the Chumah is not make the kaidish tummy. The Amrist Taharos or Tumah Yitzchak Hekdesh, like we just said, Rav Yitzchak comes out that even Truma Tahira is a Medris Legabe Hekdesh to Tame Truma Lekaidesh, which means like this: even if you tell me that he's like a Chaver, because once he says he has in here Kaidesh, so we trust him that he watches this like a Chaver. A Chaver, even for a Chaver, Truma is Medris for Hekdesh. Even what?
For
right, inside the barrel of truma, so they're touching each other.
Touching it,
what?
They're He's watching that
review. No, Pasha's not. He's watching the Truma. We trust him now that it's not Tame. So you're saying he's more than a Chaver? What we trust him is that now... Right, that's the Kasha like this, that here we believe the Amaretz, we didn't think we believe him more than a Chaver. We believe him like a Chaver. Right, they're the same kasha. Same kasha you can have. You don't have a mishnah about a chaver. You can have the same kasha. You could have the same kasha on a chaver if he did that. If he mixed hekdesh with chuma, but it never happens. He never mixes hekdesh with chuma. He never does that. But here we're saying when he mixes hekdesh, and all of a sudden he gets an emunas. So we're assuming he has the same level emunas as a chaver. The same level as a chaver. So your kasha is a little bit like Tosis kasha, and. If you look at Tosis Divmas Tatame, Chumal Kodesh, fake Tosis from Time Marriage, even Tosis from Time. From Time it says, Shani Ochosh, Shomra al Taras Akodesh, Shomorov Shach, given the Hemis Leila Kodesh, now now a Chuma. Yes, Shlomo Sakadat, given the Chumas Chavar Nami Matame Kodesh, Mashum Taros of Tumas, it's a Hekdesh, since by a Chav also, Lashakh Lahemni Lamarits, Mashum Shlomo Boyd Abom Aspect. You can't be more than a Chavar, that's what we're thinking now. And now you're parked, Avalay Lamech, Shem and also Kodesh, Machavas, Achas my Chuma, or the case is, it already had Chuma here before, and then it put Kodesh in afterwards. So what do you say? Obviously, you get a bigger demonis on the Chuma? So either way, the Chuma, you could have the same Kash on the Chavar also. The Kash is, the few you're saying this whole thing, the Chuma should be Kodesh. It's a Kash on the Chavar also, same Kash. We don't have a Mishnah about a Chavar. And for the Gemara, Malay, Tumav Chaburim Kamris, Tumav Chaburim Shani, the Migun Hemana Hektish, a Kodesh, the Hemana Yachuma. He says, "Echanami, you believe more than a chaver." Chazal, they wanted to be maimin the guy on this Ama Aretz on Hekdesh, so therefore comes out gevaldik gezach that by chaburim when into one kli, since they were mehemelei on Hekdesh, mehemelei atchuma as well. The mehemelei atchuma as well to say that same level as Hekdesh because they wanted to be maimin Hekdesh, not to be tamed, so they had to do it that way. Let's have another kasha on Rav Yitzchak. Moser Rav Huna, right? Hasheni shebechulin, sheni bechulin is metame mashke chulin. It's metame mashke chulin, even mashke chulin, because sheni bechulin only goes till sheni, ends there. But by mashke, it can make it into atchila. Upoisel eichle chuma, and eichlem of chuma, it makes it possible, which means it makes it a shlishi. And what's the lacha of a shlishi? This is also a mishnah mesechas tiris. Vashlishi metame mashke, shlishi is metame mashke to turn it into a rishon. At least by kodesh, but shlishi metame mashke kodesh upoisel oichle kodesh, and oichle kodesh become possible, become a ravi, means possible. And all this is negeya bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. All these halachas are negeya bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Which chulin we talk about? If it's nasu al taras hakodesh, so what does it say? It says it can make a ravi by kodesh. So it's a kasha. We just finished saying Rav Yitzchak holds that a shlishi. By everything ends right there. Cannot transmit tumah. The only exception is kodesh itself. Here it says chulun shenas al taras hakodesh v'shlishi can make a ravi. It's mafarsh. That says v'shlishi mitam mashke kodesh or poisal echa kodesh. And what are we talking about? Chulun shenas al taras hakodesh. Rav Yitzchak said chulun shenas al taras hakodesh does not make a ravi because only kodesh with kodesh makes a ravi. So this is a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. So gemara tanoi. Mitayim the brayza chulun shenas al taras hakodesh. Chulun shenasu. There's also a mishnah. The Tanan also this is a mishnah in Chagiga. Chulun shenasu taras hakodesh. Harein kechulin. Tanakama says harein kechulin because it doesn't work. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Amar harein kechuma. The tamei shtayim lifts lechad. It's like chuma that can make a sheni into a tamei and then makes a shlishi into pasul. It means it ends by shlishi. Meforish that chulun shenasu taras hakodesh ends by shlishi and this Tana holds like Rav Yitzchak. And the first mishnah that we mentioned that can make a ravi, that is argues on him. So we have really three shittas by chulun shenasu taras hakodesh. We have one shita that doesn't work at all. We have one shita that it can make a ravi, and we have one shita that it only ends by shlishi, like Rav Yitzchak. Ad kan the sugya of sheni and shlishi in regards to the whole shaila of chulun shenasu taras hakodesh, chulun shenasu taras chuma. And then the next gemara will still be busy with hechsher, but we're done with the shlishi and sheni.